Hey, Wowzer fams, Mindy here, and we know you have had some amazing teachers who have added a lot of wow to your world through the years. So, for Teachers Appreciation Week, we want to celebrate your teachers who wow. Tell us about a teacher who wows your world at tinkercast.com/teachers who wow for a chance to win your teacher a wow prize pack, including headphones and wow goodies for the whole class. That's tinkercast.com/teachers who wow to enter your teacher from now until May 3rd. That's it. And now let's get back to the show. Okay, let me just see here.
Step right up, step right up. No matter the size, play the game and win a prize. Hey there, Rosie.
Mindy, what is this carnival booth doing in front of your gingerbread mansion?
Well, step right up, Mr. Blue-Rimmed Eyes. If I can't guess your age, you win a prize.
But you already know how old I am. You celebrate my birthdays and unbirthdays.
Guy Raz, all you have to do is show me your teeth and your toenails. Oh, and your eye gunk and your wrinkles and your hair.
My what?
Scientists have been able to learn all sorts of things about people by studying this stuff.
Well, that is true, but...
I mean, by studying teeth alone, scientists have been able to determine where our ancestors came from, the food that they ate, and even their age before they, you know...
That's a lot to read from just a set of teeth.
I know. So show me those pearly whites and let's get down to business. Say ah!
Can you tell how old I am?
Whew, if my science is correct, judging by the color, I'd say that this guy, Roz, is 299 years old!
What?
Wow, you look pretty good for your age.
Well, I was eating some paleo chocolate earlier.
Ooh, got any leftover?
No, no time for paleo chocolate, Mindy. We've got a game show to do.
Oh, that's right. Blow out the candles.
Frost the cake.
And get 3 seconds older in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after dancing like nobody's watching and then realizing that somebody is actually watching. It's...
Two whats and a wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two whats
and a wow!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two whats and a wow. The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is age. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about age. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about age is the true scientific wow? Is it A, scientists can guess a whale's age by its earwax?
Or is it B, an alligator's age can be determined by its poop?
Or is it C, the naked mole rat grows a ring around its belly for every new year of its life?
Okay, Wowzers, when you think you have the correct answer, shout it into the wind and let it go off into the atmosphere.
We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
Two Whats and a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, time is up. It's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about age and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, scientists can guess a whale's age by its earwax?
Or was it B, an alligator's age can be determined by its poop?
Or was it C, the naked mole rat grows a ring around its belly for every new year of its life?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Hannah from Indianapolis, Indiana. Hannah, what's the wow?
My wow in the world is that scientists use whale earwax to tell their age.
Winner, winner, blubber for dinner!
Nicole, that is correct! Contestants, if you guessed the answer A, that scientists use whale earwax to tell their age, you found the winning wow! Congratulations, Wowzers!
Marine biologists found that every 6 months, the blue whale gains a new layer of earwax. So, to guess the age of the whale, they simply count the layers.
And if you guessed B or C, you weren't too far off. While poop does hold a lot of information, if you wanted to find the age of an alligator, your best bet would be to examine its skeleton.
And if you chose C, it turns out that naked mole rats do not grow rings as they age. But, and this is a big but, clams do. This is how scientists found out that Ming the clam was 507 years old.
Ooh.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible backward aging jellyfish? What?
Otherwise known as the immortal jellyfish, this sassy little sea creature has actually found a way to age in reverse.
Are you making this up, Mindy?
Not this time, Guy Razzie. If your immortal jellyfish gets injured or sick, it will go back to its baby polyp state and grow up all over again. And again, and again, and again. Did we mention that your backward aging jellyfish comes with an endless lifetime guarantee?
Well, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Timber!
Time to find out who's older, you or the tree.
So, wowzers, next time you're out in the forest or your yard or on a nature walk, pay attention to the trees around you that have fallen or been cut down. And then count the rings where they've been cut.
Each ring you count marks a complete season cycle. That's 1 year in a tree's life.
And don't forget to take a photo or video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's all for today. Until next time, keep on wowing! Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Our writing team is made up of Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Elisheba Atoop adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight, Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. Find it wherever books are sold or visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info.
And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening, and keep on wowing!
To What's in the Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Sony Music Entertainment.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.